It's time for swap meet. Oh yeah, here we go. Oh, another man's junk is another man's treasure, like a gold tape measure. When you were a kid and your fingers in your nose, today you're a picker. Or it could be comic books or silverware. As long as it's old, has no mold, there's value there. It's time for swap meet with Justin Kaufman
and Greg Flam. Yeah, it's the downloads. It's Swap Meet, 312-981-7200. This is the segment every Wednesday night where we evaluate your memorabilia, your collectibles, your junk, see if it's worth anything, but really just brag about the cool things we've got stored away in our basement and attic. I would believe tonight would be a big night because a lot of people with the rain and stuff are down in their basement picking stuff up, and they're like, oh, I haven't seen this train set in a long time.
Get it out of the water, right?
Greg, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Justin.
Greg is Greg Flam at DuPage Picker on Facebook and Twitter. Every week you tell us about the fun stuff that you found. So why don't we start there? Was this a big week for estate sales?
It wasn't that big.
The spring start to like...
I think this weekend is going to be the kickoff pretty much of garage sales, yeah, because it sounds like it's going to be 70 on Sunday, and this weekend I think should be a little bit better than last weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Beyond estate sales, is there an area that you're like, I got it, when I think garage sales, I got to check out this subdivision?
I am a big fan of Burr Ridge and Oak Brook.
There you go. You're hearing it first. A little inside info.
Yep.
This is better than like a fantasy baseball, show. You want a picker show where you're like, where's the good stuff?
Right.
Burr Ridge, Oak Brook.
Yeah, and then north, it's like Northbrook and all the Highland Park and all that. I don't get up there.
There you go.
It's a little too far for me to drive.
All right, 312-981-7200. What do you got tonight, Greg?
Well, we had a caller call in a week or two ago about some old airline memorabilia.
Yeah, right.
So I brought in some of the stuff I had. My big thing, I mean, it's not worth much, like 20, 30 bucks, but the blow-up Pan American 747. So
look at
this thing.
And the really great thing about that thing is like the yellow.
Yeah, and it's yellow.
It's white,
right?
It's turning yellow.
Right, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So there's
That's
that.
That's hardcore.
And the post 9/11 would never happen, but there's a TWA and it's a blade.
Yeah, that's
like
weird.
It's a TWA air cargo on that. So
it's like a why? What would that be for?
I have no idea, but obviously
that's a
never see this again. That's for sure. then like the multi pack, like you got the band aid, sewing kit. They would hand these out.
They'd hand them on the flight.
Yeah, if you needed something, they'd give you this pack. You had everything in it, like a survival kit thing. Then the cool thing I have is this handheld electronic game. It's made by Electronic Readout Systems Incorporated. And it kind of came out like a year before the Mattel handheld games came out. But the interesting thing on this is that it's Super Bowl 15. Now, you would never see the NFL allow Super Bowl on anything. You can't even say the words.
We just lost $2,500,
right.
But that's okay.
Yeah, it's post post game.
That is weird.
That's weird that it's on.
I love that game. Kinda,
so this is the game. It still works.
Yeah, it still works.
Yeah, it's awesome. Works just like the Mattel electronics.
This is the game that the handheld game that predates the Game Boys that essentially were just little red dots.
Yeah, they're
little red
LED,
lines.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah. And you figured out if you went all the way to the top of it and all the way to the bottom, you could continue the play.
And then it kind of continues on again, like the whole 100 yards,
Does it have like a song that plays along while it's doing it? I can't remember.
No, it just makes little blips as you
move.
About it.
All right.
But yeah, so there's that.
312-981-7200 is the phone number tonight. Before we get to our first break, let's go to Virginia. Virginia, what do you want to brag about, Virginia?
Well, I've got a Vickery painting.
Ooh, a Vickery.
Yeah, Charles Vickery.
Yeah, of course.
He's a seascape painter. And it's a numbered, signed print.
Wow, where'd you get it?
It was given to me many, many years ago.
By a young Charles Vickery?
Well, no, in this case, it would have been the now deceased Charles Vickery.
Wow.
And I was wondering if what kind of worth it might have.
It looks like they're between 1,500 and about 4,000. Some
parties at your house, Virginia.
Yep, that was a good one.
I will certainly invite you.
Oh, that's nice. I just have this like image in my head of a younger Charles Vickery being like, "Let me see that print. Let me sign it for you." Was it like that or no?
At that point, I think it was very close to it because when I had an original, and he painted it for me.
Oh, wow.
About 45 years ago.
That's awesome.
Wow, that's great.
Oh, yeah. It was really cool.
All right. Well, we're looking forward to the party.
Yep.
Okay. I'll let you know. Thank you very much.
All right.
No problem. Thanks for calling.
All right. Good start tonight. Virginia with a big winner right there with the Charles Vickery. I just had this feeling of like, the Virginia's house is just big parties, and he finishes a painting. He's like, Virginia, do you want one? And he like signs it, puts a number on it. Maybe that's not how it went down. 312-981-7200. Greg Flamm in studio. We're doing swap meet tonight. Call in, and we will evaluate your memorabilia, your collectibles, your junk. Just tell us what you want to brag about. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back with Greg here in studio. Swap meet. Stay with us. We're playing the swap meet here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Greg Flamm in studio with me at DuPage Picker, both on Facebook and Twitter. 312-981-7200. You can text in. You can call. Brag about your junk. Just brag about what you got. Or we'll evaluate your memorabilia, whatever you need.
Yep.
All right. Let's go to Jeff. Jeff, what do you want to brag about, Jeff?
I recently inherited a couple of O.J. Simpson jerseys.
Okay.
Okay.
From his Buffalo Bills days.
Okay. Yeah, I was hoping they'd be the USC. Those are worth more.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Well, they're I have both the home and away.
Okay.
And they have the stats on them, but there's a misprint.
Okay. What? Here we go.
Do they happen to be signed, by the way?
Not actually signed, but his autograph is on them.
Sure, I just want to make sure I give you a better ballpark.
Okay, so what's the misprint? Yeah. What's the misprint here?
I'm not sure what the misprint
is. It gives the years of 1779 to 1979.
Oh, yeah.
And it's on both jerseys.
Okay.
Well, maybe, I don't know, maybe O.J. was in the Revolutionary War.
Or
there's always a chance.
Time machine, something like that.
Yeah.
There is always a chance.
what I'm seeing with Buffalo Bills jerseys are about 175.
Okay.
Unsigned, of course. But if you had the USC one, those could be like $1,500 signed, or unsigned, rather.
Why? Why is college more than Buffalo Bills?
I have no idea. But that's what they're coming up sold as.
Well, Jeff, I don't know. I feel like O.J. Simpson memorabilia can get you in trouble. Just make sure that he doesn't know you have it.
Oh, exactly. I'm pretty sure, you know, he might give me a fair dollar for it when he gets out.
Right. Yeah, maybe he will.
Right.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you.
All right. All right. Thank you.
All right. Let's keep going here. Let's go to Pam. So, Pam, what do you want to brag about, Pam?
I thought it was a six-piece play setting, but it's an eight-piece play setting with accessories of green depression glass.
Okay.
Green depression glass.
Yes. That's dinnerware. You know what that is?
Right.
I know what dinnerware is. I'm not sure I know what green depression glass is.
Well, it's clear green.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
And I looked it up on eBay and, like, the little sugar bowl. I've seen it go from $14 to $50.
Right, yeah, just a three-piece set going for like $24.
Sugar bowler, yeah.
Wow.
And I don't know what to do with it, and nobody wants it, and I don't know if it's worth anything, and so that's where I sit.
I can't think of it offhand, but there is actually a company, I think South Carolina, North Carolina, that will actually
replacement.com.
Right.
But they'll give you a penny to a dollar.
Sure. That was your last
result,
I guess.
Hurrah.
Other than that, I would try to have someone list it for you on eBay or Craigslist. Right. You'll get more on eBay, though, for it.
Okay.
All right. Well, good luck with that, Pam.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you
for the sort of definition of green depression glass.
Yeah, and it's only like $50 anyway for like eight pieces, so that's kind of low.
All right, let's go to Shiree. Is that right, Shiree?
Hi.
Hi, Shiree.
Shiree, but it's all good.
What is it, Shiree?
Cherie?
Yeah, I go by Cherie, but I teach high school, so I go by just about anything.
I like Shire. It's spelled S-H-I-R-E-E on the line, but I was open that it would be a Shiree. That's kind of a cool, it's like a cool name, right?
I guess I'm not that cool. So I have some, I love old movies. I used to collect lobby cards in 16 millimeter when I could afford to.
Okay.
But I got some Paramount Cafe checks, and there's stuff that I really don't see around. So, like, I have one signed by Laurence Olivier, Joan Fontaine, one of my favorite old movies as well.
So they're actual checks?
I have a couple other ones. Yeah, so like, when at Paramount Studios, if they were in the cafe, you know, getting whatever, they would sign off on the check.
Oh, wow.
And so if you... So it would be whatever they ordered, and then they would sign at the bottom or on the back or whatever, and they would tip the waiter, whatever the case is.
They'd be like,
and I really,
Go ahead. I was going to make a joke, but go ahead.
You can make a joke.
My joke was I could see Laurence Olivier being like, yes, I will take that coffee. That's all I was going to say.
He was the better tipper out of all the ones I got.
So you could see what the old stars were tipping?
Yeah. Because they would write a tip to the waiter.
That's awesome. Were there cheapskates? Were there a lot of cheapskates?
No. I mean, they would. I don't have them in front of me, but whatever his was really good for like a 20-cent coffee or something crazy. So,
wow.
Yeah. He was a better tipper.
What do you do with that, Greg? What Cherie's? I mean, that's an interesting. Yeah. I like this. This is a brag. This is a total brag.
It is.
Awesome.
And oddly, there are a couple on eBay that have sold, and I'm trying to see. What stars were there, but it looks like a George Seton signed one for $10. Another George Seton was best offer accepted. I'm thinking probably along the same lines, $20.
Yeah, I don't even know who that is. So
yeah, but there's only two that have sold. So
yeah, I haven't. I've done movie conventions for years. I've rarely ever seen any. And Laurence Olivier autographs goes for a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I only have a handful. Like I have... My favorite party one that everybody loves is I have a Dean Martin canceled check was written out to cash on St. Patrick's Day in 1970. And everybody always makes up stories with whatever he bought with that $500.
Oh, my gosh.
I remember how much liquor he bought. So, I mean, I know those things pop up, but I like something with a story. And if I don't like the story, we make up a story.
There
to
you go.
With
oh, my God. You've nailed this
you've
game.
You've got material there anyway.
You've nailed this. This is exactly what I love.
Right.
Like the idea of a canceled check from Dean Martin to cash on St. Patrick's Day. It's the beginning of a four-hour dinner party.
Right.
I'm in.
That's awesome. Yeah, I mean, as far as the value, you're looking at, first off, the signature of Olivier, and then add the cafe check.
Yeah, and so some people think those are worth more. Some people argue that pictures are. To me, I'd rather have a piece of history as opposed to just a picture or an autograph.
Sure. Yeah, no, you got
I
a great
have a
story, too.
Of things, but those Paramount checks are my favorite.
Wow, yeah, that's cool. Yeah, it was definitely nice.
Cherie, thank you. That was great.
Yep, thank you.
Okay, cool. All thanks, right, guys. Cool.
I hope someday I get super like Laurence Olivier famous, and then the people at the, I'm trying to think of like at the Shake Shack around the corner, like, oh, you know what, we found Kaufman's receipt.
Yeah, tip wall now.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, you got to go.
Yeah, 312-981-7200. We got great calls. Linda's on the line, Jim, Ruth, Joe. We're going to do those, take a quick break, and get to Rob so we can be on time with the news tonight. We will come back and get everybody in here in the swap meet. 312-981-7200. Greg Flam, ready to evaluate your junk.
It's time for swap meet. Oh, yeah, here we go. Oh, another man's junk is another man's treasure, like a gold tape measure. When you were a kid and your fingers in your nose, today you're a picker. Oh, it could be comic books or silverware. As long as it's old, has no mold, there's value there. It's time for Swap Meet with Justin Kaufman.
And Greg Flam.
Yep.
It's the Swap Meet. 312-981-7200. This is where we brag about the greatest stuff that we have stuffed away in our basement or our attic. Or maybe we got some memorabilia or some collectibles that we want to see what they're actually worth. Greg's our guy. 312-981-7200. The lines are jacked up tonight. So let's get right to it. Thanks for holding through the news. Let's go to Joe. Joe, what do you want to brag about, Joe?
Hey, guys. Once again, I appreciate your program. It's fantastic.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you.
I got a bayonet. I put a little bit of search on Google, and it came up G.C. Ganuti, if you will, which says it's an Italian commando bayonet, World War II.
Ooh, okay.
Okay.
Where'd you get it?
At a swap meet about, I don't know, 34, 35 years ago.
Coincidental.
Paid okay. $12.
Wow.
Yeah. So in any event, my question is, I think it's in a good to possibly very good condition. But the idiosyncrasy about it, and I don't want to be macabre about this, but there's four little notches in the wooden hilt handle, if you will.
Okay.
Which says, I killed four, you know, whomever.
Right, right, right.
I'm just wondering if that adds or detracts, in your opinion. And yeah, what's the thing
that's a
worth
good question, possibly?
It's hard to look that up, but I would think it would add to it, I would think.
Because they're, you know, they're obviously antiquated.
Right.
And it, you know, looks realistic, if you will. That would be my guess, too. I just wanted your educated opinion.
Because we are right. humans and we are gross.
Right.
So you got it. You know, like, macabre, yeah, we are.
We are. And so we're like, oh, wow, this bayonet killed four people. It's worth more.
Right.
Right.
So come on. How much is it? How much is something like that go for, Greg?
Just the bayonet is, I'm looking at 160 to 300, but I'm thinking his might be worth a little bit more. Even, you know, not taking the notches into consideration, but... you know, it just sounds like his might be on the higher end of that.
Gotcha.
All
appreciate
right.
that.
Thanks,
Can
Joe.
Can I slip one out, another one
yeah.
in real
yeah,
fast?
Yeah, of course, real quick.
We were the Dusty Attic, Prince Purple Rain album.
Ooh.
Okay, question. Does it have the poster inside of it?
Yes, it does.
Okay, there you go. You're probably in the $35 to $50 range with that.
Wonderbar.
Yep.
There you go. With the
appreciate
poster.
Appreciate it, guys.
Yep.
Thank you.
Right, thank you.
Thanks, Joe.
Adios.
Thank you.
Let's go to Ruth. Ruth, what do you want to brag about, Ruth?
Well, my grandfather was a city engineer,
okay.
and he worked in the 1930s in City Hall. And there was I have a pearl-handled quill pen that was found when they were renovating the building, and it
wow.
just has been passed down from generation
a quill
to generation
pen from wow. City yeah. Hall.
Yep.
Yeah. So
ooh,
that's what I have.
That's definitely unique. So I don't
yeah,
think
I like
I'm
that.
Gonna
that's,
find
that's a good. That's a good. That's you can get braggadocious on that.
Right.
One.
I don't think I'm going to be able to tell you because there's just nothing, you know, out there like that. I guess I could just look up a quill pen, but a Chicago City Hall one I'm not going to find.
Right.
Yeah, you need to find out. We need to do some investigation. See who was using that pen. You know,
I'm sure nobody's special, right. but, you know.
Was it, obviously, is it just a pen or does it come with, like, the, you know, the inkwell and any kind of
oh,
other
no, nothing
decorative?
Else.
Okay.
It's just a pearl handle and it has a gold tip
okay,
on
great.
It, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you want to send a picture to the Facebook page, I'll look it up for you.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Fine.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay,
thanks,
bye.
Ruth. I think in those situations, you can start making stuff up. You know, you'd be
right.
like, well, you know, do you know who Anton Cermak is? Well,
right.
the story goes... Right, then you're on your way.
Yeah, your next party.
Right. I don't want to make a big deal.
Right.
But what was it? What was the mayor? What's the story of the mayor? And, oh, man, Rick Kogan's going to kill me. I forgot the history story of the mayor that was assassinated in Chicago because the guy just walked into his house.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man. Someone will tell me. Someone mm-hmm. will tell me. All right, let's keep going. Let's go to Glenn. Glenn, what do you want to brag about, Glenn?
Hey, I have an old cookie jar. It's about 10 inches across. It is on the bottom. It's inscribed quadruple, so I got to assume it was quadruple dipped in silver.
Wow.
And it's Ooh. Over 100 years old. It's on the face of it. It's got inscrolled crackers when cookies were still called crackers.
Right.
And it's got some scroll work underneath that with a scrolled handle and a lid.
Wow. This sounds like the beginning to a folk song, like a banjo folk song.
Yeah.
When cookies were
that.
Called crackers.
Well, okay. I could take that if it's a hit.
Right. That's a really rare. I'm looking at another one. You said about 10 inches high, you said?
It's 10 inches across
okay.
and probably about 10 inches high.
Yeah, I mean, just a silver-plated one is about $41 it's sold for. Again, but I would think yours is worth more than that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Again, if you could send a picture, I can give you a better idea, but that's the best
okay.
I can find right now.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks, Glenn.
Thanks for calling.
All right, let's go to some of these texts so we can get these guys involved here. 847 says, of a 1922 silver $1 U.S. coin, on the coin, the word trust is spelled with a V instead of a U.
Right.
Also, not mint condition.
Yeah, those are between $16 and $25, it looks like.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love this one. This one might be the winner. 847 says, I have an old White Sox Park last game. So this is the last game from the White Sox Park. A deodorizer cake from the urinal.
Right.
That says Go Go Sox.
Right, as opposed to game
and my 100. Favorite part of, my favorite part is, what's the current value? It right. is used.
Right.
The question awesome. You usually ask when having a used urinal cake, what's the current value of this?
Right.
I'm going to guess.
And I love the last game part. As opposed to game 98 or 155 or something.
A lot of people get a brick, maybe right. a piece of concrete from right. the old Comiskey, but this person decides, you know what, I'm going to dip my hand in and get the old yeah. urinal cake.
Yeah, I thought I was bad scooping up ticker tape parade
yeah, right. stuff. What's the current value? And may I remind you, it is used.
That is awesome.
What is that?
I, who knows? I have no idea.
I love it. I love it.
It's a great story.
347 says, I have a Leroy Neiman signed Chrissy Everett print.
Yeah, could not
number
find
number 64 out of 300 signed. Yeah, it's very abstract. Very yeah, cool.
Yeah, the Nimoy stuff is up there. I couldn't find Chrissy Everett, so I couldn't give you an exact value on that one.
Well, she's a great tennis player.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but it just an unsold.
630 says, a friend of mine owns a working gravimeter. What's a gravimeter? G-R-A-V-I-M-E-T-E-R. That could be a typo.
Yeah.
At the university he works at, they were going to throw it away.
Yeah, I found gravimeters from 180 to 260.
Okay.
I still can't tell you what it does, but I did find it just by
gravimeter. And then 312 says, I have a 1955 sealed one-quart bottle of Crown Royale with its tax stamp intact.
Yep.
What's its value?
I'm going to say 200 plus on
wow,
that.
Jeez.
You know, obviously the stamp intact is what pushes it over, but if the stamp was gone, it'd be 50 to 200. So.
All right, let's keep going. Let's go to Arlene. Arlene, what do you want to brag about, Arlene?
Oh, hi. I got to brag about a beautiful oil painting I bought in Lake Geneva, Wisconsin at an art show in 19... And the oil painting is signed by...
You skipped in 19 what?
1961. About there, or 1960. It was in that era. I was 17 then.
Okay.
But at that time, I'm a great-grandma now, but all right, I bought this beautiful oil painting. It's 36 by 30, and the artist was a painter or did the artwork for National Geographic magazine, and his name is F-G-U-S-T-A-V-E-S-O-N, Gustafsson. And it's signed that way, and under it, it's 61 is under that.
Oh, wow.
Arlene, and, I take us back to 1961, 17-year-old Arlene checking out the art fair. What attracted you to this piece? What was it? Were you like, well, you know what, I've only got this much money, but I'm going for it?
Oh, I did. I paid more money than I could afford at that time. I just got married and, well, whatever. I love horses all my life.
Wow.
And this,
he's got horses in
it. I splurged on this one. It's a portrait of a black stallion, king of the hill. He's very strong looking, got white socks and a white mark on his forehead with the tail blowing in the wind.
Where is it in your house right now?
And it's all my front room. It's all black and white, different shades of black and white. The frame is different shades of black and gray. And it's not white.
We
oh,
kept it all these years. That's amazing.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's
it.
A tough one.
I
because...
never tire of this painting because the horse seems alive.
Wow.
And he's just standing there like, I'm the king.
Yeah,
well, no, that's a great story.
And
I just can't find him.
All right.
And I don't... just wondering if there's any value to it because I'm getting up in years.
Well, I don't know. I would say, Arlene, here's the issue is that that artist doesn't show up on some of the searches. And so then you really got to get specific into art dealers and things like that. And you're probably not going to find that online. You know, you might be able to find it specifically from art dealers. But I'm not sure where F. Gustafson sort of falls in.
Right.
It sounds to me like you want to keep that horse as close as you can. So it means a lot to
right.
you.
Right.
Oh,
no,
yes, but I am going to... it's going to go to somebody when it's my time to go. But yeah, no. I do want to know the value of that.
Is the family jockeying? Is there jockeying for the painting? Is
no,
there...
I have a great-granddaughter who's like me, likes horses.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
But I was just wondering what,
yeah,
and I have another, I got another painting from Poland of a Lipizzan stallion. It's an oil painting. And my mother brought it when she went to Poland, and it's about the same size, and except
yeah, it's hard to say. All right, Arlene, we got to move on. But
could you tell me where I could take it that I get
any art dealer really, and because it is an oil painting art, you know that's the thing, it's art, so it's just a matter of how it moves someone else and how much they want to pay for it at that point.
All right. Thanks,
all right,
Arlene.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. 312-981-7200. We will wrap up the swap meet after the break here. 312-981-7200 if you want to get in. We've got some texts we want to get to, some phone calls as well. Stay with us. All right, 312-981-7200. All right, let's go to some of these texts. 847 says, I have a game ball from the Bears Super Bowl victory signed by Ron Rivera. That's a classic.
Yep. I'm trying to get that.
I'm down with that. Anything by Ron Rivera.
Yeah, I would guess in the $50 to $100 range.
I would just feel like we have lost our way as Bears fans without Chico Rivera in the picture. You know, remember the last time we had any team worth anything, he was the defensive coordinator. And then, you know, there was a connection to the 85 Bears, and we let him go. He sort of fought with Lovey, and then he takes the Panthers to the – you know, it just feels like that should be – when John Fox finally gets gets – after we start 0-6 next year,
right.
Hopefully they can pry Chico out of that job. All right, I digress. We're back to the swap meet. 773 says, my dad gave me the first issue of the magazine Boys Life some years ago. Is that worth anything?
Yeah, there's quite a few online. They're going selling for $7 to $35, but some people are asking like $100, $200 for them. But
what is Boys Life?
It's like just like
camping
kind of like...
or gay? Sorry, I don't mean to be so crass, but it's like I can't tell if like what category. Probably camping?
I think it was like Life magazine, just aimed for younger.
Okay. All right, that's all.
Yeah, sorry.
2620. Come on, man. Any value in an autographed Vern Troyer pick?
Yeah, that's awesome.
It's not personalized and it was pre-drunken hang around days.
Yeah. They're $12 to $25.
Really? There's a thing. There's a Vern Troyer category on
for 8x10, yeah. But here's the kicker is the Austin Power toys, if you have it signed by Vern Troyer, are going for like $300.
Come on,
yeah.
Man. So
yeah.
Some
but
of
just
this
an
stuff.
8x10 is like 12 to 25.
Some of this stuff.
Yeah.
708 says, "I was helping clear out my parents' house a few weeks back in Berwyn, and in the attic, I found a Galoob Mr. Game Show from 1987. All the pieces seem to be there: AC cord, money, cassette tape, instructions, booklets, overlays, battery covers, etc. No fading, no damage to the box." When I fired up the four AAA batteries to magically make Gus Glitz move, my kids' eyes shined with delight and amazement.
Yeah, that's a good find. I definitely would be all over that if I saw that. They're going for like almost $300.
Really?
Yeah. Recently, they've sold for $185, $300, as low as $90, but I'm sure if his is like
if
everything's
they got it together,
there,
yeah,
it's probably
the Tyco Lego telephone as well. The underside shows 1988. Plugged it into landline, and it rang.
Wow. I'd be on that, too. I'm trying to get it here for you. Lego telephone.
So it's like... I don't even know what a Lego would sound like, but that's what I assume.
there's a few on here from like $40 to $60. So,
all right, 312-981-7200. Let's go to the lines. This is Kelly. Kelly, what do you got? What do you want to brag about?
Hi. I have a shirt signed by Ron Santos. Okay. It was actually signed by him the year before he passed. He always did the diabetes walk out here in Chicago.
Okay.
And I have a picture of him signing it. It's never been worn, never been washed, it's been hanging up in my closet.
We had Ron Santo stuff before, and there was question that he had signed a lot of stuff because in his older age there was so much fanfare for him,
right,
that it kind of everything is sort of
brings
low
down
end.
The value.
Yeah, value.
Was it a T-shirt or like a jersey that he signed?
No, it was a T-shirt.
Yeah.
And I figured because he signed a whole lot of stuff, but I didn't know if value might have increased because of the Cubs winning the series and everything.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, I'm not really finding anything. But, yeah, as we talked before, he just signed so much that it's just the value has kind of been watered down.
Yeah. All right, thanks, Kelly.
So it's just something cool to hang
on
to.
Yeah,
it is a better thing to hold on to.
I mean, it also might just be the fact that there was a lot at the time, and as time moves on, there might be more of a market for Ron Santo stuff.
Yep.
All right, thanks, Kelly. Let's go to Don. Don, what do you got, Don? What do you want to brag about?
Well, I got an old stereo system from my aunt and uncle. I'm not sure what the brand is, but it's one of those, like, long stereo systems where you lift up the top, and it's a 33, 78, 45, and it is AM/FM stereo. And I believe it's an 8-track or a.
So it's a piece of furniture, though, right? Like a big. It takes two people to lift it.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Believe me, it's
like
heavy.
A madman kind of thing.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. That's
yeah, you're a lion. But it plays
tough.
And everything. It's real good sound and everything. Got speakers on both ends, you know. So.
Yeah.
It feels like that would be one that you could put on Craigslist if you had the brand, but also like. Be able to get the attention of a furniture dealer.
Right, because it's so big, it kind of detracts from the value of just moving that thing.
Or what I would do is I would probably just put out something in Restoration Hardware, you know, or something like that, like a flyer, and get all the hipsters,
oh, okay.
The hipsters and the yuppies that come by.
Right.
Tell them that,
yeah,
you know.
I believe it.
And they'll give you $2,500 for it.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Right. Put a doily on it.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. All right. Funny. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you.
Well, thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Night. All right. Let's see. 262 is kind of messing with us, but he's funny. I got a stack of unused McDLT boxes.
Oddly enough, I'm laughing because about 2 years ago, I sold a sleeve of old McDonald's cold cups for $100.
Come on.
Yeah, with unopened, like,
so
plastic.
So maybe he really does.
Again.
An
so,
unused,
yeah,
I have a stack
a market
of
for
unused
that.
McDLT boxes. That's
funny.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, I worked at McDonald's when that was going on.
Ooh, the hot side hot and the cold
right.
side cold.
Yep.
May 1973, White Sox ticket stub, record attendance, maybe.
Okay.
And I have an oil painting signed by someone named Derek D. Any idea who that is? I love it. We get to the bottom of the barrel where you're just like,
Derek D.
I have a thing. And that thing is on my wall. All right, guys, if we could just bump an hour, Patty, I need an hour to talk with this guy.
Vague swap meet is another day, I think.
Swap meet. That's Thursday night.
Right, that's a whole summer.
All right, Greg Flam, another great swap meet tonight.
Yep,
I hope
awesome.
We answered everybody's questions. Great to see you. Got any big, so this is a big weekend, you're saying?
Yeah, I think garage sales will pick up this weekend, and it will pretty much be on from there. And I'll be at Rosemont on Sunday. And shout out to Dan.
Where's the Rosemont? What's going on?
Rosemont parking lot. I mean, in the summer, they get like 700 vendors.
Like
out
the Rosemont
there.
Theater?
And Rosemont, Allstate Arena.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, in the parking lot there. So
you're so Chicago.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
at least
I mean,
I'm moving north.
Allstate Arena.
Got out of DuPage County.
The Rosemont. There's a lot of things that could mean, but
yeah,
yes,
I'm
the
sorry.
Older ride. I get it.
Yeah,
I'm with you. Greg, great
keep
to
it
see
with
you,
the vague thing.